It's a Thursday and we try and get to speak to Vivian Myberg from International Christian Embassy Jerusalem as often as possible on a Thursday. Great to have you back on Impact Radio, Vivian. You've just come back from a tour, 2-week tour around the country. How are you this fine morning, Vivian?
Hi, good morning, Brigitte. Yes, happy to be home and very blessed to have traveled around the country with Amir Sarfati and his Behold Israel team. Spoke to, I think, more than 10,000 people across the country. So he had an amazing response, and actually quite interesting that his Pretoria meeting on this last weekend on Saturday, he says was his second biggest meeting he's ever had anywhere in the world. So they are quite blown away about the response that they've had from South Africa.
So well received he has been, and just a really great ministry to be following, Behold Israel. And I do believe that there are maybe plans for Amir to be coming to South Africa next year sometime. So please do keep us up to date on that once that is confirmed. Please, Vivian, like you say, Pretoria being the second biggest, just well supported event and conference ever in his career, his ministry. So that'll be wonderful to know when he is out in South Africa again. What was the main message, Vivian, about the Behold Israel tour for this year? Did you get out of it?
Look, it was really about, it was called Awaiting His Return. So it was really about being ready. He spoke on two topics mainly. The one was on Israel and the place she finds herself in today, the deception that goes around in the nations about her, and just re-cementing again, you know, her right to exist and the facts on the ground. And then secondly, he spoke a lot about his view on the end times and that we really need to be ready, busy doing what the kingdom of God has asked us to do, having our oil in our lamps ready and busy with that. So he really pushes that message very strongly.
Great. And Vivian, also let's talk more about, if I can say, more current news. And that is an update maybe you can give us on Naledi Pandor giving some statements about Israel and the views of being an apartheid state. Let's start on that and then we can move on to shores abroad.
Okay. So she recently had a meeting to the Palestinian heads of mission in Africa. And as most of you know, she's the our Minister of International Relations and Cooperation. And she's always had a very, very anti-Israel bias and kind of really is an obstacle very often we find to good Israel relations when we try and set up meetings between the Israelis and our officials. But basically, she continued with her whole tirade that Israel is, in fact, a apartheid state. She kind of said, you know, that she supports the efforts of establishing a viable Palestinian state existing side by side in peace with Israel, she says, within the internationally recognized 1967 borders, with East Jerusalem, though, as its capital, and in line with relevant United Nations resolutions, she said. But she didn't speak about anything on the Palestinian side and why there isn't a viable Palestinian state side by side, you know, with Israel, which, of course, I don't think can exist. Completely kind of disregards anything that might contradict her view. She totally just ignores the fact that the Palestinian leadership actually don't even want an Israeli state. They openly call for the destruction of Israel and commit ongoing terror attacks against Israelis. So, you know, all of these things, she has totally displays her clear bias against Israel as a nation.
Vivian, what is the difference? I'm sure there are differences, or maybe even one big difference, between the ANC governments of South Africa versus the people on the ground.
Okay, so you're talking about South Africans. Yes. And not comparing them to the PLO, which is another interesting topic. But yes, no, our government, and that is an interesting question, because if you go back and look at the history of the ANC, starting also very active in the 60s and the beginning of the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Organization, it was really started by the Soviet Union in the 60s as a liberation organization. Both of these were, including SWAPO in Southwest Africa and Namibia. And they still have this attitude that there is really just two groups, the oppressed and the oppressor, and those that are colonializing and oppressing the oppressed. And so the ANC mentality is still that liberation mentality that they are, they've now been set free from the oppressed, but the poor Palestinians are still their brothers in arms, and they are still oppressed by the Israelis who are so-called colonizing them. And this is a very narrow worldview, which is obviously, as I said, rooted still in the Marxist kind of class struggle that they are still influenced by. And it totally overlooks the actual history of what's really gone down in Israel, and anything that's going on from the Palestinian side. It totally overlooks that and doesn't even take that into account. The fact that there's, you know, terror attacks, the fact that five Arab armies attacked Israel the day they were established, the day after they were established as a nation, that's just entirely discounted. So it's an entirely different situation, the ANC from the PLO. So with that in mind, I also want to say that the people on the ground, in view of your question, know better. And there's a tremendous support for Israel on the ground. And even the Israeli ambassador, who the new one who came recently, he stated that in his opening speech. He said, "We realize in Israel that the government of South Africa and the people of South Africa are on two totally different polarized sides, and that even Israel recognizes the great support they have from South Africans." And I think it's because we're largely a strongly Christian nation, and that is across all color lines and all culture groups. And along with that, we know what the Bible says, and we recognize that Israel is in fact in their rightful homeland, as said by God and the prophets that he would plant them back there, that it's the land he gave them. And we support that. And we recognize that attacks on Israel, even by our own government, sadly, is actually, in a sense, attacks on the God of Israel.
Well, let's hope the people of South Africa will be able to, if I can say, change the minds of the ANC governments in terms of, or soften their hearts towards Israel, so that they can also be in line with the importance of having a good relationship with Israel. Let's move across more abroad to the Russian situation and the Jewish agency, but the Jewish agency. What's happening in that situation there, Vivian?
Yeah, it's very tense at the moment, and most people will know that the Aliyah, or the return of the Jewish people back home to Israel, has just been massive, and particularly started from the former Soviet Union after that Iron Curtain fell in 1991. Between 1991 and the year 2000, almost a million Jews came home. The ICJ was very, very involved in that since 1980. Itself in facilitating that, and they've continued to come home. And what's really interesting is that the first 6 months of this year, 2022, 17,000, more or less 17,000 Jews have made Aliyah from Russia. It's actually the biggest amount of any country in the first 6 months of this year, including the Ukraine. And so when the Russian Ministry of Justice suddenly, within the last month or so, asked a local court to rule on the liquidation of the Jewish agency, it was really a big shock for the Israelis, because the Jewish agency is intimately involved in facilitating Aliyah from whatever nation they're working in. So the Russian Aliyah goes through the Jewish agency, and they were claiming that apparently they'd violated some kind of Russian privacy law during their activities in the country. And look, there's, you know, this is just, Israel really believes that this is just a crackdown on them and a political kind of game that they're playing right now. And the relationship between Russia and Israel is really deteriorating quite a lot in the last few months as well, and weeks.
Vivian, in terms of the tour that ICEJ are doing, let's wrap up today's interview with that. Is there still availability? Can people still get more information about potentially going with ICEJ to Israel in October?
Yeah, we're very excited to again be attending the Feast of Tabernacles celebrations in October in Jerusalem. I have a very full tour. We have an amazing tour with Trevor Sampson as worship leader and some very interesting guests on our tour that we're very excited about. But there is a little bit of place. I think we still have a few places available, maybe four or five. So if people are interested, they need to get hold of me quite quickly. on that.
Well, there you go. If you do want to go to Israel and be part of the tour that ICEJ are organizing in October, get in touch with me on the WhatsApp line 0713640376. I can give you those details and maybe you will be going with them. I know there are many tours that are going to Israel, especially over the October, the Feast of Tabernacles festival. Maybe that is another option for you. But thank you so much, Vivian, for once again giving us an update as to what is happening in and around the world and with regards to Israel.
Thank you.